Doing this thing about Dalekosos and yesterday, Ayin Yatzai, Decheros Yatzai, all that stuff. Let's think about the different Kiyomim involved in Dalekosos. Okay? So, the Shir basically, it's a problem, essentially we're working towards the Rambam, towards understanding the Rambams, and essentially it's a problem which has been taken out many times. Okay? So, the Grizz has a piece on it, and recently I heard a Shir from Wilson, who had some good questions on the Grizz, and he gave his own approach, and then I worked on it subsequently, and came up with a different approach, and then I heard a tape from Rabbi on it, and he had a different approach. So, we'll discuss the different approaches, we'll see the problems, discuss different approaches, discuss the pros and cons of different approaches, you know, see what happens. Okay, so the Gemara, the sugya is basically, it's on Kuf Chasam Beis in Psachim. Okay, so I guess it starts at the top of the page. I'm going to review Rama Shmuel. Arba kosos halal tzarich sheyeh bahem kedem zigas kos yafa. So the four kosos have to have the shear of zigas kos yafa. So Rashi explains. It's really a side point, but shear of rova revias kedem shem zigu v'yamdu al revias log the chamra lo dori al chad plas maya lav chamra because let that be cool and come Shmuel to have a rova revias yain. Fine. It's basically saying it's a revias. So revias. Once you mix in the water and the wine together, you're going to have a revias. Okay, fine. Now, shason chai, if you drink them not, chai means like not mixed. Okay, they had their pure wine, so the pure concentrate, and they mixed it with water, and that was the mezigah. Mezigah was when they mixed them together and made it drinkable. The wine in its pure form is very, very strong. So if you drink them in this raw form, so yatsa, the yotza. Shason basa, chaz yatsa. Okay, you say that also? This is Shmuel, I guess. Hishkamen lonamene be, so yatsa. Okay, so the question is, what are these terms? So shason chai Rashi says shalom azgav mayim. The bas acha. So this is Rashi's unique shita. He says ira arbas and lesoch kos echad. Okay, he says bas acha means it's all in one cup, one big cup. Okay, let's say 16 ounce or whatever. Okay, fine. But that's not the simple way. Let's say the Rashban. Rashban doesn't learn that way. He says shason chai shalom azgav b'mayim yatzav. If you go and chase for revius lug, the bebatim revius lav klomi. The chi hechi the mazik bein revius bein akol akol chamay mechay bein revius. Fine, so you need a revius if it's chai. Okay, bas achas ira basa mesol kol zah kach beresh rabin shoma. That's Rashi. V'lo nira the afilu shose harbe bekli echad lo chashav el kol zachad. The high revius eno el lamute pausen revius. So it's famous revius kol zachad chashav kol zachad. So he says if you put four cup, one big cup, a 16 ounce cup is still one big cup. That's not considered four cups. That's considered one cup. That's Rashi. Tosos argues on Rashi. Rambam and Tosos both argue on Rashi. The nearly dachli pirusha. I think this is a simple way to learn. I mean, Rashi is a chiddush, but simple way to learn basa achas dachli pirusha basa. Shlo al say the Mishnah saynu elosh asan retzufim because the Mishnah has you have the first kos all the way at the beginning by kiddush, the second kos by magid, the third kos all the way by benching, and the fourth by halal. So it means basa achas means not al haseder, rather you just drink them back to back. Retzufim is like consecutively. Okay, consecutively. So you drink them consecutively. So I guess Shmuel's position is saying you're yote. So that's Shmuel. But Shmuel, the problem isn't in Shmuel. The question is now the Gemara goes on. Omar Rava. I'm sorry, Shson Chai Yatsa. So now, the first case of Rava, Shmuel says that if you drink them raw, let's call it raw, okay, unpoured, unmixed, okay, concentrated, Yatsa. Omar Rava, Yide Yayin Yatsa, Yide Cheres Lo Yatsa, not so fast. True, you're Yotze Yayin, but you're not Yotze Cheres. Okay, so what are these two things? Okay, so, So Rashi says, "Then Yad Yotza Shasos Dalekosos Yotza Yain because he drank Dalekosos Yidecher So Yotza Kolomar Inzu Mitzvah Shleima. It's not a mitzvah Bishleimusa." Rashi, Rashbam, I mean, is there Rashbam here? The Yain Shasos Dalekosos Yidecher So Yotza Kolomar Inzu Mitzvah Shleima Shein Chashivas El Biayin Mazug. Okay, fine, because the Chashivas is only Yain Mazug, so the Mitzvah Shleima is only Yain Mazug. Okay, he says nowadays you don't need it. Fine. So he learns it's a din. It's the Bishleimusa. And essentially, there's the mitzvah of Dalekosos is just to drink Dalekosos. That's a takana. Right? But it's a key in Bishleimusa to do it in a way which reflects Cheiros. As a Cheiros, Yidei Cheiros Yotza means it's apparently it's a key in Bishleimusa to drink it in a manner which reflects Cheiros. Now, if the wine which is mixed reflects Cheiros, because the person drinks wine and he mixes it up to his taste or whatever. So it's mazug. That's the way a free man drinks wine. You drink wine mazug. So what it's saying is that it's a kiyum b'shleimusa to drink it, even though apparently the tama davar is because of cheiros. But the takana is really just you have to drink Dalekosos. So I don't care if it's masa granayin intrinsically. Mikra din, dalikosos. But it's a kiyum to have a bishlei musa for the wine to actually reflect the characteristic of chayrus. And the way you do that is through doing a mazug. So if it's not mazug, you're yotze the mitzvah, but you don't have the kiyum bishlei musa of chayrus. That's what chayrus is. According to this way of learning, yayin is the essential mitzvah of dalikosos, and chayrus is the kiyum. It's a superated kiyum. It's a kiyum bishlei musa. Right? That's the way the Rashi and Rashbam are. We'll see that the problem is that you can't really see Rambam can't learn this way, because the Rambam, because you understand very well that if you have a mitzvah and a mitzvah b'shalei musa and the kiyam, you can have the mitzvah without the kiyam, but you can't have the kiyam without the mitzvah. That doesn't make any sense. You can't have a kiyam means that the real mitzvah is dalakosis, but it's a kiyam to do the mitzvah in a certain manner, but you can't have the kiyam, the enhancement of the mitzvah without the ikra mitzvah. So you'll see, but in the Rambam, he has different gears, so that's going to present the problem. But this way is fine. This is the way Rosh Hashanah is learning. Rosh Hashanah is learning that the relationship between Yayin and Chayrus is a mitzvah, and the Kiyam, the Mishlei Musa, so that makes sense. That's a normal halachic institution. It's one institution of Dalat Kozos with a Kiyam. So the Kiyam is the Mishlei Musa, that it reflects the Tama Dava, or the objective behind the mitzvah. It fulfills a real demonstration of the Chayrus. Okay? Not just the technical action of Shlias Yayin, which is set up for chayrus, but it has a kiyum. There's a kiyum for it to actually have a din chayrus. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. So that's simple. So we learn. Fine. Now it says shasan v'basa achas. Back to the gemara. Rav amar yidei yayin yotze de arba kosos lo yotze.
Oh boy.
So now you're yotze yayin, which means, I guess, again, you're yotze the. It's not clear really. You're not yotze arba kosos. I mean. What's yayin? What's arba kosos? I mean, chayrus. I said, but what are these things?
Right.
So Rashi and the Rashbam was
saying.
Rashi doesn't say. Okay, fine. So the Rashbam says Rashi and Tosos. I told Rashbam and Tosos. Yidei yayin yatsa. It says mishum simchas yantav. Ketanu samachta v'chagacha. Baba masamcha b'yayin. I did arba kosos liyatsa v'kul chshem kos rishon v'lo yoser v'tzarech lavi yotsholosh kos alseder. So he's saying is that. That in terms of Simchas Yantif, apparently it's a chiyuv of Simchas Yantif on Lel Pasach. Normally, Laila, you don't have it. Normally, Laila of Yantif, it's only during the day. But apparently, that's a favor. Like it's a special Kedusha Laila. It's Machayv and Simcha. So apparently, in terms of the Simchas Yantif, you're Yotzei, even though it's Pasachas. I think I once heard a Rebbe say once that, what do you mean? What's a Havmina that wouldn't be Yotzei Simcha? I mean, what's Simcha? Simcha is Yain. How much Yain do I need? Revius? I mean, in general, that's not what Simcha is. It's
two different things with one thing.
Well,
that's the Havamina.
That you wouldn't be able to be able to. Oh, well, then you'd never have Simcha. So then, if you really actually were Yotzei for Dal Kos, you wouldn't be Yotzei Simcha?
You'd have to have.
Another Kos?
Isn't
that what it is? No, I don't think you have to have another Kos. No, I don't think so. No, so Tosus says, what's a Havamina on Simcha? So he'd say that I might think, in this case here, hold on one second. So Yotzei is Simcha, but you're not Yotzei Dalet Kosos. Why not Yotzei Dalet Kosos? Because apparently, Dalet Kosos have to be four separate Shlias. Right, not just bevas achas. That's just basically you're just drinking. It's one drinking. So I mean, on a basic level, it's one activity of drinking. You're just drinking 16 ounces. It happens to be here. That's in four cups. Your cup only holds 4 ounces. So you drink one, you drink again, drink it. But that's not four drinking. That's one drinking, just in four cups. Right. So he says, but if you have to have it in four separate times, then it becomes four drinkings. So that's not you're not yotzei dalet kosos of bevas achas. So Tosus explains, I would think. That since there's mitzvah Simchas Yontif, I'd say that you're not Yotzi Simchas Yontif, that the form of Simchas Yontif is through Dalet Kosos. How are you Yotzi Simchas Yontif on Lel Pesach? Through Dalet Kosos. I say Dalet Kosos gave a tzura to Simchas Yontif. What's the Simchas Yontif? That Dalet Kosos was set up as a form of Simchas Yontif. And therefore I would say, if you didn't have Dalet Kosos, if you weren't, since you're not Yotzi Dalet Kosos, you're not Yotzi Simchas Yontif. Kamash Mullah, no, you are Yotze. Anyways, now I think I'm not sure, but I think it's a good question. Like, so now, why are you Yotze? Right. Let's say, is it only because you had four kosos? Like, let's say you drank one cup, you'd be Yotze Simchas Yontif. You know what I mean? The implication would be that you still need four cups. It could even be bebas achas. You know what I mean? Like the Simchas Yontif gave a certain quantity to the
always just one revius.
Yeah, normally it's one revius. But here it's saying, I would think that it now gave it a new form. The form is Dalet Kosos. Kamash Malan not.
Meaning
Kamash Malan, even, I'm not sure. I'm saying, Kamash Malan, even though the four kosos are Rebasa Achas, and you're not Yotzei Dalek Koso, still right. You're Yotzei Masyantav. So you could argue, you still need four kosos, you just don't need the kiyum of Dalek Kosos, but you need the quantity of Dalek Kosos.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because otherwise, don't tell me a case of Rebasa Achas, just tell me a case of drink one cup. I'm Yotzei, say drink one cup, you're not Yotzei Dalek Kosos, but you're Yotzei Masyantav. The implication is no, you need four cups. But when it's a shir and simchas yantif, it just goes by the quantity. So you have 16 ounces, whatever it is, so then you're yotzei. But when it comes to dalek kosos, it actually should be four separate drinkings. So without the four separate drinkings, you're not yotzei. I mean, that's simple pshat. Mm-hmm. So otherwise, you don't have to tell me four kosos basacha, just tell me one cup.
Right.
Okay, fine. So essentially, according to this way of learning, you have... Oh, so what's going to happen? So you don't have dalek kosos, so basically it's going to be one drinking. So that's your first cup, and you have to have three more. That's what the Rosh Mam says, right? Okay, so it turns out there are three kiyumim in Dalek Kosos, according to this way of learning. There's the essential mitzvah of the Shias Dalek Kosos. There's a kiyum bishle musa of cheras, which is a kiyum in the yayin. It's funny, the word yayin is being used in different senses.
Right.
But that's whatever. That's whatever, that's the fact.
That's the way they're doing it.
That's the way they're doing it. So there's the kiyum yayin in the first case, first of this essential kiyum of Dalek Kosos, essential kiyum of yayin. Cheras is a kiyum in that to manifest the Ben Chorin, which is through Mazog. That's a Kiyum Mishle Musa in the Yayin. And then there's a totally different thing of Simchas Yantav, totally different thing. Simchas Yantav. And sometimes, in the second case, Arba Kosos is another word for Yayin, for the essential mitzvah. Okay, but essentially, in terms of, if we want to leave Simchas Yantav out of the picture for a time, because it's a totally different thing, so you have, basically, you have the essential Kiyum, and then you have the essential mitzvah is Dalek Kosos, and then you have Kiyum Bishle Musa in that, which is the mazak, right? Which is the cheras. According to the Rashbam's way of learning,
right.
So you could have yayin without cheras, but there's no case where you have cheras without yayin. There's no case where you have cheras without yayin. For instance, in the case of the where you bring in bas achas. Let's say you drank them in bas achas and they were mazak. Okay, you drank them in bas achas and they were mazak. So in terms of mazak, it's the proper cheras, right? But you'd say, he doesn't say you have a kiyum of cheros. All you have is simchas yantif, right? So why don't you have cheros? Because cheros, according to Rashbam, is a mitzvah shlema, is an enhancement of the dalek kosos. So if you don't have the dalek kosos because it's not four shasiyas, it's bas achas, so it's not possible to have cheros, which is an enhancement of dalek kosos. So simply, you don't have that whole parsha. You don't have the ayin or the cheros. All you have is a totally different thing, a simchas yantif. Okay? Simchas yantif. Okay, so that's Rosh Hashanah. So that's the way the Rosh Hashanah, the simple way to learn the Gemara. Our Gersa is like that. Now, the Riff has a different Gersa. Okay, the Riff's Gersa is different. And the Rambam also has the Riff's Gersa. So the Riff is in Arvei Pesachim. It's on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph in the Daf Ei Riff. Okay? He says... It's Shason, it's like four lines on the bottom. Shason chai, if you drink them chai, yotza yidei dalek kosos, v'lo yotza yidei cheros. So that's the same thing. So if you drink them unmixed, yotza yidei dalek kosos, but not cheros. Right? So then you could have learned the same way. Shason bas achas, yotza yidei cheros, v'lo yotza yidei arba kosos. So that's the problem.
Right.
Then you're yotza cheros, but not dalek kosos. Now if you say that, like the Rashbam, that cheros is just the kiyum in dalek kosos, you can't have the kiyum without the dalek kosos. That's impossible. So the question is, so what is cheros? Because once you say you can have one without the other and the other without the one, so then now they become two separate things. They can't just be one is an enhancement of the other. Because again, you can't have an enhancement without the thing. So it must be that there's two totally different, totally independent kiyumim in dalek kosos. One is dalek kosos, whatever dalek kosos you call it, and the other one is cheros. And cheros is separable from dalek kosos. Totally separable. Which is hard. I mean, that's difficult. Because to say a kiyum, there's one institution of dalek kosos, it would seem. So to say that there's a kiyum b'shle musa, that you understand. That's a normal halachic thing. There's the mitzvah and there's a kiyum. There's an enhancement. But to say that they're two totally separate takanas in dalek kosos is difficult. And the question is, what are these two separate takanas? Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the Rambam learns like the Riff. And essentially, the problem is to figure out what these two things are. That's essentially what the problem boils down to. Okay, so now to the Rambams. So the Rambams are interesting. So, but essentially the problem has been presented. That is the problem. The Rambam basically holds like the Rif, and the question is, what are these two kiyumim? Okay, that's the problem, essentially. Okay, you don't need the Rambam for the problem, you have the problem of the Rif itself.
Right.
Okay? But there's a lot of words in the Rambam, so maybe it can help us get at the ideas. Okay. So the Rambam is, we'll go a little back. So it starts Perek Shvi in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Vav. Okay? So it says, B'chol dor v'dor chayv adam laharos is atzmo, gilu batzmo yatzatzmo yishuv Mitzrayim. So in every generation a person is chayv to, not, as we say, liros, to see himself. Laharos means to demonstrate with himself. Okay? Gilu batzmo yatzatzmo, like he himself went out now from the Shiv Mitzrayim. Sh'nema v'osano otzim misham. V'al dover zetzi v'kosh v'chu v'tor v'zachart l'ki eber a'isa, kolomar gilu ato batzmo chayisa, eber v'yatzatzmo chayis. As if, you have to remember, as if you yourself went out. Okay, it's not clear exactly how he knows Laharos is Atzma from these Pesachim. It doesn't show he has to demonstrate it, just saying they have to...
Liros.
So that you see from these Pesachim. Where Laharos is not exactly clear. Okay, but that's what the Rambam says. Okay. Lefikach. Okay, so what does that mean, Laharos? So Lefikach, there's an answer. How do you do it? Lefikach, kishaso it on the malay lazeh, sarach lachav lishtos v'umesav derecheros. Okay? So you have to eat and drink while you're leaning. And the Grizz points out this, that it doesn't mean that this is a deraisa, a seba. Right? Because it's not a seba, it was a deraisa, it was a derabanan. And dalakos is a derabanan. But he says, really, minatora, you have to demonstrate cheros. However you're going to do it, whatever it is. But the rabanan gave a form to that deraisa. This is a deraisa of laros. Yeah, it's a kiyam deraisa. It's a kiyam deraisa. But there's no chiyav of this particular surah samaisa of a seba and of dalakos and minatora. It's a midrabana, but it's a kiyam in the deraisa of laros zatzmo, which is a din in sipur. Okay, fine. So he says, so when you eat on this night, you have to eat and drink while you're leaning. Derecheiros. V'chol echad v'echad v'bein anoshim v'ein anoshim, chayv listos balayla hazeh. Abakos v'shalayayim. Additionally, you have to drink 4 cups of wine on this night. Ain't posim lo mayim, no less. V'afil on yisparim z'ben stakali, v'chil lo mayim v'kosu, shir kol ha'kos, v'hem revias. So even an ani has to have 4 kosus, each kos is revias. Okay? So far so good? Fine. Afilu ani shavishal le'yuchal at shiyasev. Right? Even an ani has to kinney until he leans. V'isha ina tzricha seba. V'misha chashuva y tzricha seba. Uberi tzalav v'ashav sh'neirav tzricha me seba. V'atam b'fnei rabo, eino meisev. El kinas n'ar rabo rishos. Fine. That's a different thing. Who's chayv, who's not. V'seba z'yumen, eino v'seba. V'chein v'seba al-arpo, al-pano, on your back, on your belly, eino v'seba. Fine. V'eim asai tzrichan v'seba, when do you need v'seba? V'shas achilas k'zayis matzo, v'shtias arvokos ha'ilu.
Not
Pesach? So, I don't know. Back then, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a good question. Probably. I don't know. So, what you need is achilas k'zayis matzo and arvokos. So the other achilas and shias, it's a kiyam, it's a reza meshubach, but you don't have to. Okay, so I mean, that's just the question, what's the kiyam? I mean, I guess it makes sense, right? I mean, they're only chayiv in those things, but I guess it's a kiyam all night. I mean, the whole night is the din of demonstrating. Lara Satsumo isn't limited only to those moments, presumably it's the whole thing. So it's a kiyam always, but it's essentially only chayiv in those times. Okay? You with me? Good? Any problems?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now it comes to the halacha. Okay? So far, how many halachos of halakos has the Rambam introduced? Presumably just one. I mean, he said you have to drink 4 cups of wine. Right? No problem. Right. Arbakos le'elu tzarech limzogosom kadesh te yashasiya areva hakol ufida yayin ufidas ha'shosa. So the halacha is the halakosos, you have to mix it so that it will be a pleasant drinking. Okay? And that what does pleasant mean? It depends on the wine, depends on the drinker. Okay? That's interesting. Rabbi Wilson pointed out, the Rambam has in Hilchos Brachos, I forgot exactly where, but in Hilchos Brachos he has a lashon by benching, you have to do a meziga. And by benching, the meziga, he just says, put a little bit of wine, a little bit of wine in there. It doesn't say, there's no halacha of a shtia reva. A shtia reva is presumably a new din. Yeah, that's what I was going to show. It's a new din of cheres. It's a new din which exists here by dalakosos. You don't have it normally. Okay, you don't have shiareva. Mezika is mezika. Mix it in water, a little bit of water. There's no halacha of shiareva. Shiareva in the Rambam is a new lashon which is introduced and by Leil Pesach, which makes sense. I mean, I think the Gers also points this out, that it's a separate halacha based on Cheres. Okay, it's a Kima Cheres. Okay, so that's the thing. You have to mix it so that it's going to be a pleasant drinking. Okay. So velo yibchos be'arbasim reis yain chai, and he says, well, when you mix them, you have to have a revius of raw yain in each one. Apparently, you can't just be, you know, so you water it down. You can't just put in a tiny bit of wine and then mix it in. Apparently, you have to have a shear of yain chai, revius of yain chai. Okay, which is interesting. Okay, so that's interesting. So fine. So you have to have a Rias Yayin Chai. Why? I mean, it's not clear exactly why you have to have a Rias Yayin Chai, but that's what he says you have to have. Okay, fine. So presumably that's just explaining that Dalet Kosos have to be Mazug. Have to be Mazug, because that's a Kiyam, and that's the Kiyam of Cheres, right? That's Cheres. That's what Gemara says, Cheres, right? Shas Abra Kosei Lo Miyayin Chei No Mazug. So let's say you drink it in wine which isn't mixed. Yotza Yidei Abra Kosos. So that could be the same thing as a Rashbam, right? It was your Yotzei Arbakosos, because essentially you drank 4 cups of wine.
Right.
But you're not Yotzei Cheres, because you didn't do this Kiyam, Bishle Musa, or whatever, of Cheres, because you didn't drink it in the way, which is very pleasant.
Right?
Okay, that's fine. That's not a problem. But then he says, Shosa Arbakosos, Mizugim, Mibas Achas, Yidei Cheres, Yotzei, the Arbakosos, Lo Yotzei. But if you drink him at the same time, And they're actually mezugim, so they reflect cheres in this manner. So you're yotzei cheres, but you're not yotzei dalgosos. Okay, you're yotzei cheres, you're not yotzei dalgosos. So that's a question. So that's the question. Is what is this new thing of, in other words, why you're not yotzei arbakosos? Because it's not 4 separate drinkings, right? Because it's basachas, okay. So it means apparently it's not dalagosos. Right? So it's not dalagosos. You don't have the mitzvah of dalagosos. Mitzvah dalagosos is 4 separate drinkings. It's not 4 separate drinkings. So if it's not 4 separate drinkings, so it's not dalagosos, so how is it cheros? If you learn that cheros is a kiyam in, like Rashi, that cheros is a kiyam in the dalagosos, it's an enhancement of dalagosos or something like that, so then you can't say if you don't have dalagosos, then you can have cheros. Right? That's impossible. So how does cheros exist on its own right? And how does it exist? And it would seem that Cheres needs 4 cups, right? Because Cheres, the scheme of Cheres, otherwise you just say you drink 1 cup, you Yotzei Cheres. Doesn't sound that way. It sounds like if you drink 4 of them, Bibas Achas, you Yotzei Cheres, but not Talakosos. So if you drink 1, then what would you say? Is that doesn't seem as Cheres, it seems to be the Arba Kosos Elo. That's then in the Arba Kosos. The 4 cups have to be Mizugim, not just 1 cup. So if that's the case, so is this 4 cups or is it 1 cup? I ask you, is it 4 cups or is it 1 cup? Insofar as Dalet Kosos, you're saying since Bas Achas, it's only 1 cup. But insofar as Cheres, you're saying it's considered 4 cups. And it suffices for Yikim Cheres. So how does that work? What's going on here? Right, that's the big problem. So what are these two things? And the Ram never told you about. Did the Ram ever mention that there's 2 things here? I mean, it would seem the Ram should have told you. Here, this is such a thing as one takana of Arba Kosos, another takana of Cheres. I mean, where is that? So one more Am. Arba Kosos Ayilu Tzarech Limzogos Lankadesh Atiya. I'm sorry. Halacha Yad. Kol Kos V'Kos Me'Arba Kosos Halal Mvarach Aleim Bracha V'Fnei Atzma. Okay, so every Kos has a Bracha. It's own Bracha. Kos Rishon Or Kedesh Ayo. Kos Shevi Akor Esakada. Kos Shushi Baruch Kibarach Samazan. Kos Rikam Avas Ha'alam. Mvarach Aleim Bracha Sashir. Fine. And Bein Kos Leilam Ratzal Ishtel Shosa. Bein Shidri Yein Shosa. Fine, that's a different thing. So each Kos has a Bracha. A mitzvah on it. You make a mitzvah, each kos is a dimension of mitzvah attached to it. Okay? Fine, that's another halacha. No, you don't just drink the 4 cups independently, or whatever, but you do them on the mitzvahs. On the mitzvahs. So this is the problem. So the Griz, I guess we'll start with the Griz. Okay, so the Griz wants to suggest, okay, that basically the way he does it, the Griz is interesting, because he first goes to Tosfos. Okay, and Tosfos hold, the Shitas HaTosfos is, he has a very funny Tosfos. Tosfos is, it's on Kuf at the very beginning of Arvei Pesachim. Okay, it's on Kuf, Tzai Tesman Beis. It says, Lo Yipsulo Me'Arba Kosos. Okay, because that, Afilo Nish Yisrael, Lo Yipsulo Me'Arba Kosos. Okay?
Tosfos?
Lo Yipsulo Me'Arba Kosos. Okay? He says, Mitoch HaLosh HaMash Mak Tzah, Shein Nosun L'Banov Ne'Beisa, Kiyim L'Atzma, Hu Mos Yiskulam B'Shalom. So he says, because it says, an Ani Shabisrael only should not be posted on four cups. Only four cups. It should be four cups times however many people he has in his house, because everyone in his house has to drink four cups. So he should need 20 cups if he has five people in his house. So why does it say four cups? So he said, the implication is that really you only need one person to make Kiddush, to that make the bracha of the four cups, and everyone, he'll be motzi everybody. Okay, that's what it sounds like, because otherwise you should mention four cups per person. It doesn't say four cups per person. So he says, so that's the implication. He says, visvaro. And Tosafot not only says it sounds astounding halach. I mean, we know no one ever heard of this, but it says in it's a svara. What's a svara? The Maishna, our cousin, Mikiddush the Kol Shana, Shechel Motzias Kulam. Why should this be different than Kiddush? All year round, Kiddush, you don't have everybody, and not every person has to drink the kos. One person does, he's Motzi everybody. So why should it be any different? Okay, why should it be any different? Okay, so he says that's funny. I mean, what kind of halacha is this? I mean, you don't have to drink dalek. Isn't dalek kos a chayrus? I mean, how does this whole, you're not drinking wine, how is it different from Kiddush? I mean, Kiddush is a halacha, you have to do Amir Stavarim, halakos, you have to do Mekadish Neyom. This is a halacha of Dalikosos. Right? So he says, you see from here that apparently Tosos doesn't learn the mitzvah, Shias Kos. Okay, you see, he quotes Rav Chaim, says it. But I think it's straight. I don't think you need Rav Chaim to say it. But you say, apparently you see in Tosos, I mean, there's more to say, but you see that apparently the mitzvah is not Shias Kos according to Tosos. Because you can't be motzi someone in drinking. It doesn't make any sense. He must have someone Amira. So he says, apparently the mitzvah is really a kosher bracha. You have to create a kosher bracha. That's the halacha. You have to create four kosher shel bracha on Leil Pesach. Okay? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to create four cups of, to give shevach Hashem ala kos four times. Okay? Four separate Amira shevach ala kos. Okay? And if that's the case, so he says, so why can't I be motzi my family? Like a Kiddush. Yeshava Holocaust. Yeshava Holocaust. Here it's four times. There it's one time. But essentially, he says, apparently, according to Shasiya, it's just a separate halacha. Why do I have to drink it? Because the kos has to be drunken. Well, I can't just take a, you can't have a kos shel bracha if you don't drink it. I mean, what are you doing? It's all a kos. How's all a kos? You drink it. And that's why I think he shows that according to Tosfos, you could even split up the amount that you have to drink is less. He holds, I don't think you have to really drink a revius. You just have to drink a mali lugma of he holds, and he shows that you could split it up. I mean, essentially, he learns it's a normal halacha of a kosher mitzvah. Okay? That's halacha. You have to create four kosher mitzvahs on Leil Pesach, nothing to do with drinking. Why? Because the chayrus added a lot of problems, but that's what he holds. Okay? That's what Tosus holds. How is he told to learn our Gemara? That's a good question, but this is what he's holding. Okay? Fine. Doesn't seem to relate to chayrus even, you know. Just halacha, if there are four cups, I mean, unless you have a lot of cups, so each cup has wine, so it's a lot of wine, so it's four cups, so yeah, fine. Well, that's Tosus learns, okay? So then, what the Brisker wants to say is that maybe the Rambam doesn't totally disagree with Tosus. Maybe the Rambam really holds, there's two things. There's one thing is a mitzvah of shasiyas arba kosos. Definitely the Rambam holds, everyone's chayv to drink. Right, that he shows openly. The Rambam says in halacha zayin. So he says, definitely, it's a mitzvah. She has talikosos. That you can't argue with, right? But maybe the Rambam also holds, and that's true. They set up halacha of drinking four cups. But they didn't just say, just drink four cups. Just take them and drink them whenever you want. But they said that you should drink, you should use, incorporate these cups into a kiyum of creating four kotz of shel bracha. Whereas, The mitzvah, the takana, was like a two-fold takana. It wasn't just drinking four cups, but there was another dimension to the takana. Namely, to create four kosos, shel bracha. Like Tosafot says, there's two things he holds. He wants to say that the Rambam holds, there's two halachos. And there's an interesting gemara. One second, so let me just say, so therefore what does he say? So he says, if you drink it, it's not mazlik, let's say. Let's say you drink it, it's not mazlik. Okay? You didn't do maziga. So it's not arev, whatever. So insofar as the mitzvah of drinking four cups, the shsiya is cheiros, right? Shsiya is laharos, sounds with cheiros. So far as that mitzvah, you know, yotze, because it's not, what kind of demonstration of cheiros is that? That's not, it's bad wine, it's not mazlik, no one's going to drink that, that's not a ben chorin. But insofar as a kosher mitzvah, creating four kosher mitzvah, he says, that's fine. Why does a kosher mitzvah have to be mazik? Kosher mitzvah, I mean, it's true, you do mizika, but it's not ma'agev. So you have four kosher bracha, four kosher mitzvah, no problem. Right? You with me?
No, no problem.
Yeah. In terms of Amir al-Kos, there's no halacha that, I mean, it's a key unto do mizika. You always do mizika, but it's not ma'agev. So he's saying, in terms of the halacha of amira alakos, he says there's no. That's why if it's neven as namaz a geyotze. So that's what he says when the Rambam says if you're shasan chai, right? If you're shasan chai. The arba kosos. The arba kosos, he's saying, means the four kosos shel bracha, to create four kosos shel bracha on this night. And that's fine. It doesn't have to be a mazug. And then, velo yotzei de cheros. But you're not yotzei cheros, because cheros is a demonstration of your freedom through drinking good wine. And this isn't the wine that a ben choren drinks. Okay, you with me? But he says, and then the next case, but if you drink them, bebas achas, right? Bebas achas. So he says, if it's bas achas, insofar as drinking of cheros, so that's fine. Ben Chorin, you drank four cups of wine, that's great. You drank wine, drank, you kept drinking. That's a Ben Chorin, you drank four demonstrations of cheros, and you're yotzei cheros. But what are you not yotzei? You didn't have four cups of shalom mitzvah. Because the kosher bracha is scattered throughout the Seder. Basa achas isn't for kosher bracha. And that's what he says, the Rav HaMagid, the Magid Mishnah says, what does Rav mean by basa achas? Like the Rashbam, it's lo al Seder, Mishnah so, it means you're not doing it in the whole Seder. So therefore, if you're not doing the Seder, you just gulp down four cups of wine. 1, 2, 3, 4, right? So he says, it's drinking, it is four cups. He's learning in terms of the cheiros, of demonstrating cheiros, it's fine. But in terms of the kosher bracha, you can't just do Hallel and Kiddush and Magid and benching all together. Obviously, you can't bench at the same time as doing Kiddush. I mean, it's not Shaykh. So he says, so that's what you're not Yotze. When he says you're not Yotze Abakos, it means you're not creating the four Kosh Shal Bracha. So where does this come from? So there's a relevant Gemara. Okay, this is a Gemara. The Gris brings in this Gemara. It's a relevant Gemara. It's a Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin. Okay, where these two things emerge. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. It's Sankuf Yud Zayin and Beis and Ben Shachem. So basically the third coast is benching. Okay, so the Gemara wants to say, Amar Leh, the beginning of the Gemara, Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis, Amar Leh, Rav Chanan, L'Rava, Shema Minah, Berch Samazim, Tuna Kos. The fact that you have benching a la coast, that must imply the third coast is benching, must be benching needs a coast. Because otherwise, why do you need to put the coast on benching? Just do the coast before benching, do the coast after benching. It must be because of the general halacha and shas, that benching is chayiv and kos. So the Gemara says, no, you can't prove that. No, I'll tell you. I'm like, arba kasi tikna rabban derech eros. Rabbanon set up four kosos derech eros. So kol chad v'chad nevi ba mitzvah. So isn't it appropriate? I don't like the Rashbam. Rol chaloma, roi shias ba mitzvah. Right? It's appropriate since there's really halacha of four kosos shal yayin. And now that there's halacha of four kosos shal yayin, so it's appropriate. They didn't just leave it, and this is the way the Gemara explains. Is that really the essential takana like the Rambam is din cheiros? Cheiros, arba kasa tigram on derech cheiros. The mitzvah to drink four cups of wine derech cheiros. But they didn't just leave it like that. They said now that you're drinking four cups of wine, don't just stop drink four cups of wine and then start giving all the shevach Hashem with that wine. No, kol chama nirei mitzvah. Use the wine. Don't just involve yourself in just drinking like an instinctual drinking. Use the wine as a kiyam of creating a kosher bracha. So there's a mitzvah, they set up a new dimension to the dalakosos, which is creating dalakosos bracha. Right? And there's two halachos. One halacha is drinking four cups of wine, and there's another halacha of creating arba kosher bracha. And the Rambam is saying, the Gurus are saying in the Rambam, that these exist independently. They exist independent of each other. And you could have the halacha of if you have it mazug, If it's Eno Mazak, it's not going to be Cheiros, but it's still Kosher Bracha. This could now exist on its own right. Even though essentially the Takana began with Cheiros. But he says it became formulated as an entirely independent aspect. As you can have the Kosher Shel Bracha, even though it's not Cheiros. Because now it's Kosher Bracha. So the reason why they set up this Halacha of Kosher Shel Bracha is because they had four cops. But now it exists independently. So there's two kiyum. There's a kiyum of cheiros, of drinking four cups of wine. There's a kiyum of creating four cups of shal bracha. Okay? And by the way, in the pshat, in the Gemara, it's saying, so you can't prove that benching in general needs a kos, because really benching doesn't need a kos in general. But it's just because of the uniqueness of dalakosos that they attach the third kos to benching. Okay? So that's where, he says, that's where the Gris says, that's where the Ram got the second thing. So I got the second halacha from this Gemara. Because saying arba kas tikna ban der cheiros, they set up four kozos, but then kol chad v'chad mitzvah, they added on. He says the Iker Takana was the Cheiros, but they added on a new Takana. That Kochan and Mitzvah. And that Takana now exists, even though in Tama Dover it came from the from Cheiros, but it came into existence independent Kiyam. Independent Kiyam creating for
Kosher Bracha.
Yeah, the Kosher Bracha exists independently now. Even though the reason why they introduced it is Cheiros, if you do it in a way which is not Cheiros, you still have Kosher Bracha, because Kosher Bracha is a generic institution. And it doesn't need Cheiros. Even if it's not Mazug and there's no Kiyam Cheiros, but it still exists. Okay, that's my summation of the Gris. Okay, I mean, there are a lot of points in the Gris. I mean, a lot of different points he goes into. But the main idea, the way he explains the Rambam, is that's the way I'm interpreting it. Okay, I mean, I think I'm pretty close to what he says. But, you know, as with anything, there's always interpretation. So, you can look at it yourself, you know. So Rav Ilson had a very good question on this approach, on the Gris approach. Okay? Two questions. I'll tell you the one I think is a stronger question, and I'll tell you the other question, which I don't think is such a powerful question. But the powerful question is, if you look at the Rambam, he says the Rambam is the Gedolei Mechabrim. Okay? The Miri calls him that. The Gedolei of organizing thing. Or the writer. I mean, he's an unbelievable writer, the way he organized the whole Yad. Right? And he says, if you look at Halacha Zayin and at the Halacha of Tess, which tells you, Halacha Tess tells you all the cases, that if you do it Chumazug, then you Yotzei, Cheiros, sorry, Yotze Dalkos, but not Cheiros. If it's Bas Achas, Yotze Cheiros, but not Dalkosos, right? And then he says, Halacha Yud says, Kol Kos, Arba Kosos, Halalu, Mavarchal, Abracha Bifnei Atzma, because Rishon is Kiddush, because Sheni is Agada, because Shishi is Bas Mazon, because Suri is Halal, right? So he says, if you're going to tell me, what did the Rambam mean in Halacha Tess when he said, you're not Yotze Dalkosos? What did Dalkosos mean according to the Rambam? There's Cheiros and Dalkosos. What did Dalkosos mean? Dalkosos meant the Kosher Bracha, right? And where does he introduce Kosher Bracha? In Halacha Yod. He says, that's strange. He says, it would seem that if you're telling me, the Rambam's telling you cases about whether you're Yotzei, Cheiros, and Dalai Kosos, which means Kosher Bracha, first he should introduce you to these two institutions called Cheiros and Kosher Bracha, and then he should tell you how it is if you have cases, if you do it in a Mazik, do Basach, so you're going to be Yotzei one, you're going to be Yotzei the other. The fact that the Rambam only introduces the brachos in Halacha Yud, like as an afterthought, implies that when in Halacha Tess, when he was giving you these two halachos, two institutions, they exist without this Kosher Bracha. Which implies there's nothing to do with Kosher Bracha. Kosher Bracha is a separate thing. Separate thing. Really, Dalai Kosos already had two things, which we have to find. Now it's a mystery. What are the two things? It already had two things. And then, what the Gemara means is now that you have Garba Kosos, Kol Chai V'Chai Nevi B'Mitzvah, it's an afterthought. The Gemara is saying, Kol Chai Nevi B'Mitzvah isn't later, they added on the Brachos, the Mitzvahs, and that's why the Rambam puts it as an afterthought, not Halacha Yod, not before, Halacha Tas. But he's saying, if you want to learn like the Griz is learning, the Rambam, who's the great writer, should have organized the Halachos in a different manner. Okay? In a different manner. Alright, it's a strong question. It just sounds like the Rambam is not a good writer. If you want to say that's his pshat, I mean, the Grizz is making the Rambam into just being. It's his bad at organizing the halachas. On the surface, it's hard to imagine the Grizz missed the question. I mean, if you just read the Rambams, if you think about it long enough, you realize, you see that. You know what I mean? I mean, it's an obvious question in a sense. I mean, I'm not saying sometimes you have to pick it up. I mean, it will say the credit if he picked it up. But I'm just saying it's not like, so it's not like you have to go far to find the question. I mean, it's hard to imagine the Grizz didn't realize this. You know, I mean, he's reading the Rambams, so he knew these Rambams by the back of his hand. It's, you know, but that doesn't answer the question. I'm just saying it indicates maybe there's something, you know, something to it. But that's the question. It's a very good question. Okay. His other question, which I'm not so convinced about. I don't think it's such a great question, but he wanted to say that if you look at the Gemara, which I just read to you, Psachim, it has the implication that there's Dalid Kosos, and then Kol Chad V'Chad B'Mitzvah, that's an afterthought. That there's Dalid Kosos, the Ikar Halacha of Dalid Kosos, Derech Eres, and then there's an afterthought of Kosher Bracha, Kol Chad V'Chad Nevi B'Mitzvah. Right? He's saying it doesn't sound like the Ikar institution of Dalid Kosos has two facets, Cheirus and the Mitzvah. He says, it sounds like this is a totally separate afterthought, you know what I mean, of a mitzvah. Doesn't sound like this is one of the Iker dimensions of Dalai Kosos. Okay, it sounds, and that's the way the other Rishonim learn. He says, he brought a lot of rayas from a lot of other Rishonim that that this is a totally separate thing. In no way, if you don't do this, this thing of Kosel Bracha, in no way are you lacking in your institution of Dalai Kosel. Your institution of Dalai Kosel is 100% good. This is a totally an afterthought. And the Gemara sounds that way, because he's saying, it's Avogat Tikna Rabban Derecheros, period. They made the Takana. Kol Chal Chal Mitzvah. You should do a mitzvah. It would be nice. Roi Shasa, it's nice to do a mitzvah on them. It's nice to do a mitzvah. The implication of the Gemara is that it's an afterthought. You know what I mean?
What's wrong with that?
But what's wrong with the question?
Yeah.
Well, I think that first of all, the Griz addresses that. I think because he's going to risen to say, because the Rambam agrees the Ikar Halacha of Dalai Kosel really is Derech Eretz. Really was Derech Eretz. That's the primary institution.
Right.
But they developed that, Kol Chav Nevar Mitzvah, means they added a new dimension of Kosel Bracha. You know what I mean? So that's the two institutions that I'm talking about. Words, you're right, there is a primary and a secondary. The primary institution, the Griz, if you look in his piece, he says, the Ikar Takana really was Cheiros. But now they set up a new dimension to Dalai Kosel. So why do you have to say it's an afterthought which has nothing to do with Dalai Kosel whatsoever? It's just a generic thing of Kosel Bracha. He said, no, that is the second dimension of Dalai Kosel, for Kosel Shel Bracha. I mean, like, I don't see why you have to say that has nothing at all to do with Dalai Kosel. I mean, no, that's an element of Dalai Kosel, but he's explaining the way they set it up. The way they set it up is Abrakatzigon Nerecheris is the first dimension of Tagon. Then, Kochan Nerech Mitzvah, that they said that you should have another facet to the mitzvah. And the other facet to the mitzvah is the Kosel Bracha, four Kosel Brachas. Like, I don't think it's mukhch to say that means that it has nothing at all to do with Dalai Kosel. Nothing at all to do with Dalai Kosel. What would it be then? It's a totally different thing. I mean, you could say, there are a lot of, there are other Rishonim who learn this way, and I'm sure they have things worked out. I'm not saying you can't read it that way, but I'm saying, I don't see why you have to learn it this way, and I don't think the Griz missed this problem. I mean, this is the Griz talks right to this point. He brings in this very Gemara. So, I'm not bothered by that problem. But, I was going to say... Oh, yeah. And he says, and this is an interesting point also, is what's Tosus going to do with this Gemara? I mean, think. Tosus holds that there's no halacha you have to drink at all. The whole mitzvah is to do four amiras on a coast. To do kiddush on a coast, to do benching on a coast, to magid on a coast, halal on a coast.
Right.
So this Gemara sounds like the opposite. Because the Gemara sounds like arba kastig on derecheros first. First they said four coasts of derecheros. Then they added on kol chav echad neved be mitzvah. According to Tosfos, the whole mitzvah is the whole halacha of Dalai Kosel is the mitzvahs. There's nothing else to it according to Tosfos. I mean, his essential thing is all it is amira al kos. So what was kol chav echad tigron derecheras? What was that? Whereas before you have this neved be mitzvah, what was it? To do what? Say an amira al kos is no amira. Kol chav echad mitzvah is the amira. So what was he talking? What was the Gemara talking about? What was Abrakasa derecheros, if not for Tosa Quintos, is no drinking. If you learn the normal way, it means they said we have to drink four cups, and then they added on an Amira. But according to this Gemara, it sounds like, there's nothing else according to Tosos. According to this Gemara, it sounds like, no, there's first the halach of drinking, and then there's an afterthought. It definitely sounds like the Amira is, even if you want to say the Gemara is referring, it's a part of Abrakosa, it has to be a secondary dimension. According to Tosos, that's all it is. I mean, it also is a point that this is a very hard Gemara. How Tosa is going to work that out? But he didn't give an answer. But it's not, But he said it. So he doesn't know how he's going to work that out. So it's a tough problem. But my point from that is, you see that this Gemara, it's hard to say how the Rambam learned this Gemara. This Gemara is a hard Gemara. But I don't know. I just don't see any force to say that the Rambam, this Gemara implies against the Grez. I don't see that. Okay? I think it's fine. The Grez learns it and explains it. All it shows is his primary and secondary. Okay, but the other question is a good question, the order. The order of the halachas, right? Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Just one point in terms of the order halacha, the order problem. So, I was wondering Zimmer. He presented a good answer just for the order problem. Okay? The problem, which is that basically that was essentially because of that order. Essentially, that's what moved Revelson to basically throw out the Grizz approach and pick out Benoit. Okay? It's a big problem. It is a big problem. It just sounds like it's totally, an oversight. It just sounds like it. It's hard to say that the Rambam just, writing in that, So Zimmer just, if you look into it, the Rambam's like Gedolei Mechabrim. So maybe in his Chibur he really thought things over, and maybe he really, this is the right way to write it. So Zimmer is interesting. If you just look at the way it's ordered. I mean, the halacha is first he introduces the halacha of laharos zatzmo, right? That's involved in Zion. And laharos zatzmo results in two halachos, a seba and dalikosos, right? Then he explains all the details of a seba, of anishabistra and all that stuff, and when you have to do it, right? That's chas. Then tas he explains how you do dalikosos. Okay, arutzarach limzog oslan kadesha tiyashti areva. That's how dalikosos functions for laharos zatzmo, right? That's through Meziga. And then he wants to tell you, and let's say you don't do Meziga. Let's say you don't do Meziga. You know, he's building up for you how the Yayin and how the Dalakotos functions for Meziga, for Cheiros, which for Laharos Atzmo, which is the essential halacha of Dalakotos. So he's telling you, if you don't do Meziga, then you're not going to be Yotzei that dimension. But you are Yotzei Arakosos. What's Arakosos? He's going to get to that in the next halacha. The problem is that if he would have, and then he just sort of shows you all the cases. He's fleshing out how it works with the Kim Cheiros. In other words, if you wanted, Larry Wilson was doing it, he wants you to first mention the halacha of the Koshel Bracha before he gets into halacha tas. You know what I mean? But according to that, the Rambam would have to do. He'd have to, I mean, halacha tas itself that you need meziga. That's a part of the very cheiros. You can't. That's really part of laharos. That's the particulars of how laharos is expressed through dalikosos. So he has to have that. That definitely comes before the koshal bracha because that's the primary dimension of dalikosos is saying the meziga part, right? Saying that you need meziga. So then you'd have to say halacha tas. I would go to zagos kedesh siareva kol fidas yashosa, right? Fine. Then he'd have to interject, say, oh, now there's a new halacha in Dalikosos, which is the halacha of Koshal Bracha. And then he'd have to go back to the detail, oh, this thing which I told you about Meziga, by the way, if you didn't do it, then this is what's going to happen. You know what I mean? So then it would be like disjointed. In other words, because he's talking to you about. So rather what he did is he was talking to you about Seba, about Hecheros, about how you have the Kim Cheros through the Meziga. Then he wants to tell you, and if you don't do the Meziga, then you're not going to be Yotzei, that dimension. But now that he's talking about it, he's going to tell you, well, what about the other dimension? Which he hasn't mentioned yet, but he's about to mention in a second. He'll go on, you'll see what he's talking about. Everyone, it's not like no one knows that dimension. It's true, you have to read further in order to know exactly what he's talking about, but you'll read further. You know what I mean? As opposed to the other way, at least this way, he retains the continuity of the flow. You know what I mean? The other way, you'd have to break it, throw in the middle of the discussion, you'd have to throw in the halacha about koshal bracha. So, I mean, you could argue that you like the other way better. You know, you think the other way still would have been better, because it's still funny. You know, the Rambam's expecting you to know halacha yod, but I mean, first of all, it's not like it's a new halacha 10 halachas later. It's the very next halacha, and everyone knows that there's such a thing as koshal bracha. It's not like something which the Rambam made up this new thing. It's a revolutionary idea, you know, and so you'll see it in halacha yod. You know what I mean? Like, and you could argue it. I'm not saying you can't argue the question, but I mean, the Rambam. I mean, in a certain sense, certain point, you have to say, look, the Rambam wrote it, and the Rambam organized it, and there's different ways to go. The point is that kind of question is a hard question. I mean, why did the Rambam organize it? Once you could show there is an advantage to doing it one way or the other way, so now, look, the Rambam's going to, you know, work out how he's going to do it. But the point is that in Chibur, it's not so simple. You can't just... Organization has different factors, you know, and there's such a thing as the flow of the writing as well. You know what I mean? And they got to that later. You know what I mean? So that's... That being the case, I think that does answer. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a difficulty, but I don't think it's a knockout anymore. You know what I mean? Like, the way he had it, it was a knockout. I don't think it's a knockout. I mean, it's Sarachian and Lashon of the Rambam, you know what I mean? But the point is that Lashon, it's very hard to figure out the ordering of halachos, you know what I mean? That's like, but fine, but it's still a question. But I think it's a good answer, but I don't think it totally, you know. It's not like he left it out, and he put it right next, and you see a reason why he'd write it in that order. You can see it's not smooth writing it the other way. To write the other way isn't smooth either. So now you have to choose between two different unsmoothnesses. So now that's the Rambam's job to figure out is what's his main consideration or how he's going to do it. And he's a Gedol Mechabim, so we'll trust his way of organizing it. You know what I mean? Okay. So that's that. So now what we'll do tomorrow, I guess, is I'll tell you what Rav Elson wanted to say. Okay, he had because of this problem, he took a different approach. So I guess we'll do it his approach, and then we'll discuss some other approaches. So I guess for preparation, I guess you guys work on your own. You work it out on your own. I mean, try to work on the problems. I mean, problems are, you know, I mean, but you could order the Briscoe's approach is fine, but try to see if you think a different approach, see if you like that approach, see, you know, just to play with it a little bit. Okay, see what you come up.